Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a Strat-O-Matic game to get to. The Padres trying to salvage the series here against the Braves. Chris, tell us how it's going.
Okay, we got the update for you. Thank you, Tony, from used to be Turner Field. What do they call it now?
Braves Stadium?
I don't know. It's one of the newest stadiums.
It's a bank.
It's a bank.
Bank Trust?
Oh, I think that's it. Let me look it up while you guys are talking.
I'm going to look
it up.
Look it up.
I should know this since I'm giving you an update from the stadium right now.
Yeah, what the heck?
The first Strat-O-Matic game of this series, Padres came up with six runs in the eighth inning, beat the Atlanta Braves 6-3. Second game of this series, the Braves ran away with an 8-1 victory behind Mike Soroka and three RBIs from Freddie Freeman. So as Tony mentioned, this is the rubber game of the series in Atlanta, the final game of a six-game road trip for the Padres being played today. Padres coming in with a record of 6-6. Tommy Pham getting the Padres off to an excellent start with a solo home run in the top of the first inning off Max Fried to make it 1-0, but Denelson Lamet unable to hold on to that lead in the bottom of the first. Singles by Freeman and Ronald Acuna set up Ozzie Albies for an RBI single, and that tied the game at 1-1. It stayed that way until the bottom of the third inning, when with two outs and a runner at second base, catcher Tyler Flowers singled. That drove in Acuna with the go-ahead run. So as we sit right now in Atlanta, through three innings, it's the Atlanta Braves 2 and the San Diego Padres 1. And if you're new to our Strat-O-Matic baseball, keep in mind we've been doing it since the beginning of the season. Every single day there's a Padre game scheduled. We are having a Strat-O-Matic baseball game played, and you can get the results, a recap, highlights, photos, stats, and a complete box score of each and every game at our webpage at 97.3thefansd.com. And I want to once again thank Matthew Scraby for all the hard work he puts in on putting those Strat-O-Matic box scores together.
Give yourself a round of applause.
Really, Scraby. I think it's really nice because there's a lot of, I think you've kind of found out as we've been going along doing this, and I must say I'm not totally surprised, but we are a box score type society, and we love to peruse and look at box scores. I can look at them all day sometimes when baseball season is going on, and it's fun to just look at a box score and see how it all played out and try to piece together the game in your mind from the box score. And I know I can't be the only one who thinks that way, and I think we've kind of learned since we've been doing this that a lot of people really just like the box score. They like to have some box score to check since there's no games going on. Game number 13 for the Padres taking on the Atlanta Braves. At last check in Atlanta, the Padres were trailing 2-1 as they went into the fourth inning. Denelson Lamet on the mound for the 6-6 Friars today. Max Fried, the former Padre farmhand left-hander, on the mound for the Atlanta Braves, enjoying that 2-1 lead and getting a little help in the bottom of the fifth inning on a sacrifice fly by Dansby Swanson. So that put Atlanta ahead of Denelson Lamet and the Padres by a score of 3-1. But in the top of the sixth inning, with two outs, Ty France, who's been swinging a very hot bat for the Padres, at least for the Strat-O-Matic Padres he has been, he lined a two-out double, and that was followed by Brian Dozier's first big contribution as a Padre, a two-run homer into the left field stands, which has now tied this game 3-3 at the end of six innings in Atlanta. So Ty France with the double. Brian Dozier with the two-run home run. Earlier, Tommy Pham hit a home run. Denelson Lamet and the Padres are even with the Atlanta Braves. It is 3-3 heading into the seventh inning in Atlanta in the rubber game of this three-game series.
Very nice. A little tie ball game.
Yeah. Ty France is loving Stratomatic. I'm telling you, his dice have been singing the whole season long so far. So hopefully he can keep it up.
We got a tie ball game and some Stratomatic baseball. Padres trying to salvage the series. Tie ball game at 3 apiece. Chris?
Back to Atlanta we go. Yes, Brian Dozier with a two-run home run in the top of the sixth inning, tying it up for the Padres 3-3 against the Atlanta Braves. This is the rubber game of a three-game series. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Denelson Lamet running into a little trouble, however, thanks to an error committed by Eric Hosmer at first base. Ender Inciarte then stole second. With one out, he was singled to third by Freddie Freeman, and Ronald Acuna singled him in to give the Braves a 4-3 lead. That was the end of the game, the evening for Denelson Lamet. Emilio Pagan took over, and he gave up an RBI single to Ozzie Albies. So the Padres found themselves behind 5-3 heading into the eighth inning. Shane Green, who the Padres touched up for 6 runs in the eighth inning in the first game of the series, this time allowed a one-out single to Will Myers, but he was able to retire Francisco Mejia and then Hosmer to get out of the eighth inning. In the ninth inning, Will Smith came on looking for the save for Atlanta. With 2 outs, the Padres got a little rally started. Josh Naylor singled. Fernando Tatis Jr. walked. However, Tommy Pham flied out to deep right field, stranding the tying runs on base. And the Atlanta Braves prevail over the Padres today in our Stratomatic baseball game, 5-3. For the Braves, 5 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They stranded 11. The Padres had 3 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They stranded 8. Max Fried was the winning pitcher. Denelson Lamet was the loser. Will Smith picked up the save. The only home runs of the ball game were hit by the Padres in a losing cause. Tommy Pham is second of the year, and Brian Dozier with his first of the season. And as is the case for all of our Stratomatic baseball games, first of all, you can go online. You can find a little demo video that Tony and I put together on how to play Stratomatic baseball so you can have a little better feel for what we're doing. But also, every single game, we have a recap, we have a box score, we have up-to-the-minute Padres statistics for you, and some highlights. So the Padres' record in Stratomatic baseball, Tony, is now 6-7. They had a 5-2 homestand to open up the season, but then not as good on the six-game road trip against the same two teams, Colorado and Atlanta. The Padres went 1-5, so they now stood at 6-7. Padres will be back home to start a three-game series coming up against the San Francisco Giants. The Colorado Rockies will be coming to town for 3 more games after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.